This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
All right, Paddle and Fin family, welcome back. YouTube, Facebook, good to see you guys. I'm here in the Waypoint TV booth. If you guys are listening later on the podcast platform, we've been coming live here straight from ICAST 2022. We got our good friend Zach Rollins here over at Waypoint TV. We developed a relationship with you, what, year and a half ago now, right?
About a year and a half ago, we've been you've been here at the Waypoint Podcast Network.
Yeah.
Crushing it, as always, to show.
It's good, man. Like, I wanted to kind of start there because I don't think we ever told that story. Mm-hmm. I don't know if our listeners know the story of, like, how Paddle and Fin joined forces with Waypoint TV. So, and you were kind of the man behind that. So, mm-hmm. I guess, like, why don't you run us through, like, how you found us, why you chose us, and, you know, why you decided to bring us. Actually, let's take that back. Let's start with why Waypoint TV got into podcasts.
Sure.
And then we'll jump into that.
Yeah.
Because that, I think that came before that, right?
Right. Obviously. Absolutely. So. Well, because podcasts are amazing.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
I agree. Yeah.
No. But to really dive into it, you know, Waypoint has been this force in the industry, hunting and fishing more specifically, but it really was our natural next step, you know. So Waypoint started as an app. We transitioned into being a streaming platform that you can find us on places like Amazon, Apple, Sling, Pluto, where we have a dedicated channel position that you can tune into live anywhere you want. So
sure.
If you got an internet connection, you can tune in. So it was a natural progression for us to then say, okay, well, what's next? What other mediums are there? And there's blog, and there's other, you know, forms that we're a part of, but podcasting, you know, Tom Rowland, who's one of the founders of Waypoint, has a podcast. It's super popular. I also have a podcast. And, you know, with that, I think Waypoint was like, all right, well, we can reach more of an audience because not only are they watching TV, but what are they doing for the other, you know, 23 hours of the day that they're not in front of the television?
Sure.
They're in their car, they're in their truck, they're out on the hunting stand, they're out on a boat, and they're going to be listening to something. And if that can be a podcast about the outdoors, then why not?
Well, and that's just it, right? Like, that's how we got into podcasts is – we were huge fans of podcasts, mm-hmm. you know, and it wasn't just hunting and fishing, but, you know, we were like, hey, we could start doing this because podcasts, like, you look back 10 years ago, mm-hmm. like, and it's funny because I listen to Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
And, you know, he talks about, like, we'd have like 100 people log in, you know,
yeah.
and now look at the millions of people that tune in to
it's
what
insane.
He does. It is.
Yeah.
And it's been this huge push in this alternative format because, you know, radio is pretty much dead.
Mm-hmm.
On your guys' side, TV is pretty much dead. But mm-hmm. now
cable,
everybody
cable TV.
Yeah, let me straighten that out. Yeah, cable
right.
TV is pretty much dead. People don't want to pay the ridiculous amount. So they're paying a few bucks for all these different streaming platforms, which really works, you know? And I know me personally, I've dropped cable TV 5-6 years ago and I haven't looked back.
Same here. It's all streaming.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's super cool, man. And to see what you guys have done with your collective, like, and that was the thing. I know when we first talked, you were like, oh, you guys are a collective.
Right.
Like, we have multiple segments, multiple like different mini podcasts within our podcast, which is cool.
Yeah. And that's kind of why I was, you know, so interested in reaching out to you. And as we were growing this network, you know, you kind of came on at a, when we were right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Right?
You were kind of like in the infancy stage. Yeah. You guys might've had like what, 40?
Yeah. Maybe even less than that. Yeah. When I stumbled upon the Paddle and Fin Network, I was like, all right, wow, this is a guy that's, you know, going out, getting his buddies together and saying like, hey, you got something you like to do, paddling and fin and kayaking and fishing. You know, so the kayak fishing community we know is such a devout community that it was really a no brainer to reach out.
Sure.
You know, and plus you develop such a great audience
that,
you know, Waypoint's already in a niche market.
Right.
And you're in more of a niche, but that niche is super devoted.
Sure. So, well, and that's just it. Like anything hunting and fishing, right? Like, you know, they, you know, fishermen stick together, hunters stick together, and they'll try to, you know, kind of promote each other. Yeah, they're going to have a few things here and there, but you're definitely right. Like, we're in a smaller niche than what you guys are.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think we realized that, and that's why we expanded. So we have a hunting segment.
Mm-hmm.
We have a saltwater segment, a freshwater segment, things like that. And, you know, that's why we have continued to grow and expand. And then, you know, the partnership between us and Waypoint came along, and we're like, this is a no-brainer. It's going to help us reach more people and educate them more about, you know, what kayak fishing is, because we've had that conversation, right?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
You talk to somebody about kayak fishing and they look at how big I am and they're like, you fish out of a kayak, bro? Like, you know, because a lot of people think like little sit inside kayaks.
Sure.
You know, they don't know the expanse of kayak fishing and how far that comes. You know?
Right.
And now it's kayak hunting too, with
duck hunting. I remember you telling me that. You know? I could see duck hunting, but when you told me about deer hunting, I was like, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, when you got to get to those far off, like back places,
it makes sense.
It definitely makes sense. And it's an easy, stealthy way to get in there. You know?
So stealthy.
Yeah.
You got to love stealth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when it comes to hunting or fishing.
Well, you need that. Right. Yeah. So, you know, you bring up a good point, Brian, is, you know, I think part of the reason why we mesh so well is that you're a community within a community.
Sure.
And what Waypoint's really looking to do is bring together a community of outdoorsmen, whether it be hunters, fishermen, you know, kayak fishermen, saltwater, you know, onshore, offshore, or whether you're a deer hunter or elk hunter, it doesn't really matter, right?
Right.
We're all here for the same reason, and that's to make the outdoors a more inclusive, better place that we can then focus on conservation, but also understand that we want to also enjoy the resource.
Well, not only that, like, we've noticed this huge spike, and I'm sure you guys have too, with you know, what we all went through with the pandemic, people started getting outdoors more.
Yeah.
And like, I've been to several trade shows just like this one. Well, a little different than this one, but you know, first time hunters, first time fishermen that are just getting into the sport, and they're looking to these different outlets for education because they didn't have a mentor or anything like that. And I was the same way. I didn't get into hunting until I was 28 years old. And
wow, you're that old.
Let's not go down that path, bro. But you know, it's one of those things, right? Like, to have somebody take you under your wing. And I had some of that, you know, but I did rely on the YouTube videos and the podcasts and all that stuff, which you got to take the good with the bad, right? Cause there's not always the greatest information out there. So we've always kind of focused on that, like hit it from all aspects and, try to educate those listening and watching.
Yeah. And that's kind of the cool thing about podcasting and and Waypoint in general is, you know, the podcast is such a great medium because you're with someone, you're in their head quite literally. Right.
And, yeah.
you know, I learned how to podcast on YouTube, right? And by listening to other podcasts. And, and then you kind of niche it down to, all right, well, you listen to a microphone podcast and what you're going to find a microphone on YouTube and you're going to figure that stuff out. And, you know, same applies to hunting, right? Like you're going to have a podcast dedicated to bow hunting, you know, kayak fishing, all these other different niches that you can then learn about. And that's really cool. It is.
It is, man. And like being a guy that travels a lot, drives a lot just to and from the normal.
No, you don't drive a lot. Job. You don't drive a lot. I feel like all the time we call you're in the truck driving, somewhere. Right? Yeah, you're driving. Where are you headed? Not on I'm driving.
Right. And that's the thing. Like, I don't like the radio. I do listen to music. I'm a huge fan of music, but you got to
what's your favorite artist?
Break that up. My favorite artist, music artist. I'm a blues man. I'm from Chicago.
All right.
So we go way back to the roots, right? Like it's Muddy Waters, B.B. King, Buddy Guy. Right. Like, that's my jam.
That's what's up.
I've been into the reggae, but I've been
right on.
I like everything but country, and I'm going to get a lot of hate for that because like the outdoors world, that's
the mecca.
That's country, but hey, to each their own. That's right. But, no, man, it's been a great partnership with you guys, and I love what you guys are doing. You know, it's the same aspect as we continue to grow with these multiple segments. You guys continue to grow by adding podcasts to the network. Mm-hmm. So, like, how many podcasts are you guys at right now on the actual Waypoint TV network? I know I'm putting you on the spot.
I know. Didn't tell you to look it up before we started. Let me get my phone out. I want to say we're just either just under 110 or maybe just over. So we've grown substantially. I think last April we were at, 10 or 12 maybe.
And came on right after.
Yeah. And you guys came on around 30-ish.
Yeah.
So it was, it was boots on the ground, knocking on doors saying, hey, we got this really cool thing going on. You should be a part of it. And we've been blessed to have a lot of people be like, yeah, I'm in. I'm on the community. I understand the community, and it's been great. You know, we've been growing like crazy, and we're going to expand into new segments as well.
That's cool. Well, and that's the thing too, right? Like you guys have an app. Why don't you talk about that? What's available on that? Because like all the podcasts on the platform go to Apple Podcasts and, Spotify and all that stuff. But it's not on those different platforms. All the Waypoint podcasts aren't together. I'm sure there's some suggested listen to's, but if you go to the Waypoint app or website, all those podcasts are listed with the links.
Yeah.
And that's super cool too, because I'm sure obviously a lot of you guys like Paddle and Finn, and everybody I always talk to when it comes to podcasts, they're always looking for more.
Absolutely.
Right. So that's a good avenue to go see what other ones are on the network.
Great avenue. You know, most podcasts they're spread via word of mouth, right? Yeah. I mean, I found you and then you led me on to, I want to say, five other shows. You're like, hey man, look at this one, or hey, I know so-and-so, you should talk to this guy. So that's kind of how the network has grown. And that's how podcasts grow. So if you want to go over and check out more shows like Paddle and Finn, or if you're a hunter, you want to go find more hunting shows, if you go to our app, it's free. You can download it on the App Store. It doesn't matter what device you have, iPad, iPhone, Galaxy, whatever. You can download it for free, and you can scroll through all the podcasts, and you can check them all out. It's a great spot.
Heck yeah. Well, you guys, we talked about it at the beginning of this. You guys also cover the TV aspect, and I know you guys kind of made some new partnerships. I'm not sure how much of what's public that they talked about the other morning at breakfast.
Sure.
But, touch on what you can. I'm there, man.
Yeah, I mean, right now we're at about 160 million connected devices across the Waypoint and all of our distributors' universe. So, we're on places like Zumo, Sling, Pluto. Pluto and Sling we just recently launched on. We recently launched with LG TV. What I love most about Waypoint and some of the features that we have is, Samsung Plus TV, a Vizio TV, an LG TV. You can go to Walmart or wherever you purchase one of those, Best Buy, and out of the box, you plug it into the wall, you turn on your internet, and you immediately have Waypoint for TV. Free.
Yeah.
You have Waypoint. Yep. Like, walking around iCast, and people are like, so what's Waypoint? And I pull out my iPad, and I go, here. I'm not even going to explain it. It explains itself. And,
right.
And it really started with the app, but has now grown into what it is on Sling and Zumo and Tubi and Apple and Amazon, and the list goes on and on and on.
Sure.
So we're pretty much anywhere and everywhere at this point.
Which is cool, man. It's cool to see the expansion. Like, the first time I ever heard about you guys, well-known kayak fisherman Drew Gregory was on Waypoint TV.
Yeah.
With his TV show, along with our good friend Mike McKinstry, Basquatch Hunter. He was on Waypoint TV.
Yep.
You know, like, and in going and watching those, I watched some of the other programs, you know, that you guys have some really cool saltwater content on there. Like Tom's show,
Saltwater Experience, classic.
Yeah. Classic. Like, cool stuff that they're doing down here in Florida. Yeah, right.
Wicked.
And, you know, me being a Midwestern guy, like, I don't get to see that stuff very much. Like,
in Chicago?
No. Well, there is Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
But
big freshwater ocean.
It's cool to be able to go on and watch those shows. It reminds me of a kid, you know, Saturday, Sunday morning, watching the old fishing shows.
Yep.
I'm like TNN, the sports.
Absolutely.
Not sports channel. I guess it was ESPN at the time.
Yep.
And, you know, some of the other TV stations,
yeah.
You know. I know I'm much older than you,
but we don't
have to go there again. But, you know, that's the thing, right? Like, that's what it reminded me of when I, you know, found Waypoint TV back before we even joined your guys' network on the podcast side.
Yeah. And to your point, like, you know, I think Waypoint is really that new age. It's that next step, right?
Sure.
So much of our audience is a younger generation where, you know, guys like you who grew up with like folks like Bill Dance, you know, in the background. And I can remember watching Bill Dance and, you know, watching Nessun in the morning and seeing bass fishing shows and saltwater shows. And, you know, it's really cool to see this shift, because what it really does is, you know, the upcoming generation, even people that are younger than myself, are having the opportunity to get the outdoors right in the palm of their hands. Right. And the more people that we can actually give them that opportunity, the more likely they're going to be able to get out in the outdoors. So although for a brief moment you're taken away from the outdoors, long term we're actually putting more people into it, because people that wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity can now see that and have that opportunity.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, it's cool, man. I just love seeing the fact that we're growing together.
Absolutely.
Right. And you guys obviously continue to do bigger and better things, which is awesome.
Appreciate
and
that.
We're proud to be a part of that. Any new podcasts that you know of that just got added, or TV shows that you want to kind of shout out to our audience?
Yeah, I mean, some new podcasts that just got added was Anderson Overland. Shout out to Joey. He just joined up. We got a few other ones that are kind of in the wings waiting to come on board, but you know, Anderson Overland is really exciting because we're starting to branch into that space, right? Automotive overland, and a lot of those guys are throwing kayaks on the top of the rigs and going fishing.
I'm a huge fan of overlanding.
Yeah.
You know, I got a Toyota Tundra,
roof rack. Oh, so you're right on brand.
Tent.
You're on brand.
Yeah. So
you going to Overland Expo after this?
Yeah. I think we should, you know, but that's definitely a new show I'll have to check out for sure.
Yeah. Joey does a great job. He's a fireman. So he kind of brings that side of it too, which is interesting. And excited to have him on because he's really starting to kind of branch into that area. Another overlanding show is America's Off-Road, which is another similar to that. Those guys came on about a few months ago. And in terms of TV shows, I mean, this year Primal Divide came on board.
Oh, cool.
Another show called Life by the Bow, which I absolutely love.
Nice.
Both of those shows are great. Life by the Bow, they're based here in the Keys in Florida. Two young people, Steph and Clay, awesome.
Cool.
We're supposed to meet them by cast. They couldn't make it, but everything's moving and shaking, man. We're doing cool things over here.
No, definitely, man. And anything else you want to say about Waypoint TV to our audience?
Yeah,
that we may not have touched on.
Well, I think the best thing, if someone wants to get involved with Waypoint and to really know, is download the app, check it out on your smart TV if you have the opportunity to. But if you don't, you know, we're on Sling, Pluto, Zumo. Just check it out. Give us a watch. You know, that's kind of better explain who we are than I could ever have or on this podcast.
Yeah. I mean, like you said before, it speaks for itself, mm-hmm. right? And which is super clutch. I mean, when you have it dialed in that yep. well, where all you have to do is go,
here you go. Here
you go. Check it out. You know, right.
Sell itself.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. It's pretty cool. Before we let you go, I know like they're closing down lights here and stuff like that, but you also have a podcast. And I think that was one of the things that like we kind of hit off. It wasn't like you were like some salesman trying to pitch me the idea of Waypoint TV. Yep. You're like, hey man, I'm a podcaster myself. Yep. I'm on the network. This is what I've gotten out of it. My audience has grown a little bit. I've had a little better reach, things like that.
Sure.
Like, so tell our folks about your podcast. I know we talked about it before in a previous podcast, but we got a lot of new listeners and awesome. Viewers and stuff too. So,
and that's, you know, one thing I want to mention is like, thank you, Brian, that you've been such a asset here at Waypoint, helping us out and helping us grow, and to watch your podcast grow. Like we were at breakfast this morning with Armando and Jesse, was it? Your Jim?
Jimmy.
Yeah. And just know that those guys, you know, are coming on board and whatnot. Very cool stuff. But yeah, thanks. I also have a podcast, Along the Keel, all about the brands that are here at ICAST, you know, and getting the stories behind companies like Yeti and Sims and Bahio and a few other brands that have also been on the show. Qualified Captain is coming out on August 1st, I want to say.
Oh, so really? I got to tune into that. That's going to be a good one. Who doesn't like Qualified Captain?
Who doesn't like Qualified Captain? but yeah, your point, you know, I've kind of grown a really strong passion for podcasting and it being in the outdoors is even better, right? I mean, my background's a boat captain. I started the podcast and, you know, when I reach out, it's truly genuine. Like, I'm like, hey, this is what's worked for me. I want to be able to grant you that opportunity. And yeah, is there, you know, is there some other things that we got to do to make that happen? Absolutely. But it's just such a positive force for good that to me, it's a no brainer. Because for me, when I signed on, it was like, oh, absolutely.
Sure.
No worries. 100%. What do I got to do?
Yeah. And that's kind of how it was with us too. You know, we kind of just jumped right on. I mean, we discussed some of the fine details and, you know, we wanted to make sure we could still upload to some of our other platforms that, you know, some of our listeners and viewers join in on, like, you know, YouTube and Facebook and stuff, like the people watching right now. And you were like, absolutely. But, you know, I want to commend you on your podcast too, because I listen to it all the time. I don't listen to every episode, I'll be honest, but you do a really good job of storytelling.
I appreciate that.
And like, where does that come from? Because and you have this very like smooth, crisp, monotone voice. Like I feel like I'm being seduced when I listen to your podcast sometimes, you know, but that's key, right? In the podcast world, because a lot of times people aren't watching us live or watching the video stream. So having that quote unquote radio voice is clutch. And I think you got that dialed in, but more importantly, your content as far as storytelling goes, like you do a really good job of digging into that. So, I mean, like inclination on like how that started with you or, you know,
going deep here.
Brian. I am.
You know, I think for me, it really came down to, I've always been a curious person.
Sure.
I've always been kind of entrepreneurial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Along the Keel has many different things we do. And I think the storytelling honestly comes from just growing up, you know, like I didn't grow up with an Xbox. I didn't grow up with video games or anything. Go outside, go play, go figure it out. You know, like I was very fortunate to have my parents provide a dinghy with a 9.9 engine. It was like, if you swim across the creek, you can take the boat. And through that, it was figure it out, you know? So, and I think that mentality of like, go figure it out. And I've been working since I was 10 on the water, was always asking questions, always being curious and not being afraid to ask a question that maybe you already know the answer to, but you want to learn more about what that person's going to say about it.
Sure.
You know, so I think for me, it's always been pleasantly persistent with a mix of asking questions. And maybe that's how in my head, storytelling has kind of been a part of that.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, that's super cool, man. I love it. We're very similar, dude. We talk about that all the time.
Yep.
You know, you and I talk.
There's never a week that I don't talk to Brian.
Yeah, so. Yeah. We talk like every other week, every once a month, at least once a month, right?
I'd say
And that's something to be said too about Waypoint and yourself, right? Like, We have a really strong relationship. Like, I consider you one of my friends.
Absolutely. Yeah,
we're in business, you know, together. Yeah. But at the same time, like, we've become really good pals.
100%. And
you call just to say, hey, you know, and
say, hey.
It's cool to have that, right? Yeah. Like, yeah, there's a time for business, but there's also a time for friendship.
Absolutely.
Enjoyment. And, yep. And again, like, we help each other out, build each other up, yep, as far as podcasting goes and things like that. And, you know, I'm always recommending, hey, have you seen this podcast? Maybe you guys should check
it out. Yeah,
you know? And so you call me, say, hey, have you heard of these guys, and look for feedback and stuff. Yeah. And it's cool. I'm really proud of the fact that we're part of the Waypoint family. You know, yeah, it's Waypoint TV, but I consider it Waypoint family.
100%.
You know, like, we're growing together. We got some young kids coming into the mix. We're watching them grow up, yep, you know, things like that. So it's super cool, man. And super fortunate to be a part of that. So.
Absolutely. We're proud to have you. You know, it's the old adage, rising tide raises all ships.
Yeah,
you know,
and exactly.
And that's what it's all about here. Sure. It's like, if we can help you and you can help us, and can help that guy over there that not be as fortunate right now, but, you know, maybe 6 months down the road, he's crushing it.
Then right.
There's really no competition. Sure. You know, it's like, why, if you're going to build the biggest building, build it by building the building, and not by tearing others down.
Yeah,
you know, focus on what you got to focus on. And I think, you know, you get that. Waypoint gets that. And we're just excited to keep bringing people into the fold that are thinking like that way.
Heck yeah, man.
Yeah.
And I just want to point out, you know, typical boat captain using rising tides, sinking ships or whatever you said.
Not sinking ships.
I don't know what your reference was, but it was
salvage a ship. Yeah. I can help you with that.
Well, you do help with that.
Sometimes.
Right? Yeah. When you're not doing this mess, you're out there
not
on the water.
Not as much anymore. Yeah.
Still a little bit though, right?
I'll always be on the water.
Yeah. How can you get away from it?
It's in my blood. I can't get rid of it.
I will say, for those of you that are getting out on the water in the Florida sun, don't turn your hat backwards because you'll get a funny sunburn.
Yeah, why don't we show the crowd that?
No, we're not going to show that.
Come on.
But it's one of those things. But I'm very fortunate that you guys gave us the time here at iCast. I know you guys have been super busy making new contacts and building new relationships here. So it was great to at least get, you know, the 26 minutes to sit down and chat with you, catch up,
absolutely,
get a little background on Waypoint, because I think that's a thing too, right? Like, I know sometimes we drop it in our shows, like, you know, go check out Waypoint TV. Mm-hmm. Got a cool app, a whole slew of podcasts to check out. You know, we're not those type of guys that are like, listen to our podcasts and only our podcasts, right? Like, the more the better is the way we look at it. So, super cool. Just wanted to give you guys a little insight on Waypoint. Zach, thank you, my friend,
Brian,
for
always a pleasure
jumping
thank
on,
you.
Sitting down to talk. Yeah. Guys, gals, we'll have another podcast here on Paddle and Fin tomorrow morning. I'm going to be sitting down talking with Tightline Anchors Company, and we're going to do that, I think, 9 a.m. Eastern time. So, be sure to tune back in then, and then we're back to the normal grind next week. I know it's been kind of crazy. We've had so many shows this week.
iCast is a whirlwind.
Yeah, between iCast, you know, the stuff we set up on the side, our normal guys that are doing stuff back home that couldn't be here at the show. So I'll see you guys tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Definitely go give these guys a follow on Instagram, Facebook, just search Waypoint TV. You'll find all their stuff. Download the app. Go check out all the cool and awesome podcasts and TV shows on their network. They're always streaming something. They do have episodes you could just pick out and live stream. But super cool stuff.
Yeah.
So, guys, gals, we'll see you tomorrow morning. As always, tight lines, smooth paddling. Peace.